thank you for joining us on this really amazing Good Friday. Thank you for joining.
We're so glad that you're here with us tonight. We're going to have an incredible night together tonight. I want to tell you, if you've never connected with us, and I know I sound like a broken record, but I know there's more of you that want to, if you'll text the word connect, send it to 585-487-8100. That way we can stay in touch with you on a regular basis. I want to give you an opportunity as well to give. I just want to tell each and every one of you, thank you. Thank you for your heart to keep God's work going on a regular basis. If you've got the PushPay app, you know how to do it. You can text to 77977, The City Church NY. You can go to our website, thecitychurch.com, go to the give page, or you can send it in the mail to The City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. Listen, we're going to partake in communion just in a little bit. So I want to encourage you to get the elements together. Get some bread or a cracker, get some juice. He's going to anoint it tonight. He really is. When we partake of that together tonight, I believe for somebody it's going to be a breaking point in your life. It's going to be a turnaround. It's going to be God ushering you into a new season of your life, brand new for you tonight. Every time we've gotten together since we've been dealing with this COVID crisis, I've asked Pastor Ryan and Pastor Aaron to come up and share as well. So Pastor Aaron, would you come on up?
Hi, everyone. So good that you've joined us tonight. Happy Easter, happy Good Friday. And I just want to share with you something that's on my heart today. It's out of Ephesians 1:7. It says, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace." In him we have redemption through his blood. Through his blood we are forgiven. Through his blood we have been made free. Through his blood we are redeemed. Through his blood we have been brought into God's family. We are his sons and his daughters, all because of his blood. Why? Because there's power in the blood. It's not just something nice that we sing about. It's not just something pretty that we say. It's the truth. Because the blood that was shed for you and I has made us free and forgiven. There's power in that. There's power in that. And his blood will always, always be enough. It's something maybe we've heard before, that if we were the only person, God still would have sent his son for us. And it's true. And once we can really grasp that and hold on to that and recognize the power that is in his blood, and that his blood will always be enough for you and I. And because of that, tonight I felt so strongly to share with someone that's watching that God is not done with you. God is not done with you. He shed his blood so that you and I could live. He shed his blood so that you could be free and forgiven. Because of his blood, you have a purpose, and God's not done with you. Philippians 1:6 says that he will finish what he started in you. And because of that, he's not done with you. You will find freedom at the cross tonight. You will find forgiveness when you go to the cross. You will find redemption when you go to the cross. Because the cross and his blood will always be enough. It has given us life and freedom to continue to walk. You will find what you need during this very season that you're in at the cross. I encourage you to go to the cross to fully embrace the season that we're in. John Piper said it this way, and I've read this a million times today, and if you're friends with me on Facebook, I posted it on Facebook. He wrote it this way. He said, "Life is wasted if we do not grasp the glory of the cross, cherish it for the treasure that it is, and cleave to it as the highest price of every pleasure and the deepest comfort in every pain." That is the beauty and the power of the blood and the cross tonight. And I pray that you truly embrace that God is not done with you because of the blood that was shed on the cross. Amen. Pastor Ryan.
Man, that's a great word, Aaron. Thank you so much. Hey, it's so great to have all you together with us tonight. What a wonderful night we celebrated. I've celebrated Good Friday here for a long time. It's a little different tonight, but we thank God. We just say thank you, Lord, for making a way for us to join together, even if it's through social media. I had a thought today. I was reading in Matthew 27, just contemplating tonight's services. And in Matthew 27, verses 39, it says this, "The people passing shouted, 'Abuse,' shaking their heads in mockery. 'Look at you now,' they were saying to Jesus, 'look at you now,' as he hung on the cross. And they yelled at him, 'You said you were going to destroy the temple and rebuild it in 3 days. Well then, if you are the Son of God, save yourself and come down from the cross.'" And then I just want to, just one more quick in verse 41, it says, "The leading priest," what? The leading priests, the teachers of the religious law, and the elders also mocked Jesus. They said, "He saved others," they scoffed, "but he can't save himself." They missed the point. They missed the point of gratitude. They missed the point of thanksgiving in their hearts and in their soul. He had saved those before them. He was about to save them, and he would save eternity's sake. First thing, do you have a grateful heart tonight? Are you grateful to the Lord for what he's done in you, what he's done in your family, what he's done in your life, what he's done in your children? Do you have a grateful heart? Is the meditation of your heart, is thanksgiving coming from your lips? Or do you just say, "Oh, it's just the way it is"? Second thing that the Lord struck me, I just want to say thank you. I want to have a thankful heart. I want to have a grateful heart. I want those around me during this season, and not just during this season, but all year long, to say, "God, you made a way, and I'm so grateful for that. I can't contain it. Everything that comes out of my mouth, every thought that comes into my heart, everything that I say reflects the gratitude for your name's sake." Second thing, are you thankful? Number one. The second thing, it said this, he trusted God, so let God rescue him now if he wants him. For he said, "I am the Son of God." Even the revolutionaries who were crucified with him ridiculed him the same way. If this happens, on in verse 64, it says, if this happens, it will be worse off than at first. You know something I contemplated? They actually believed that he was the Son of God. But you know what they didn't want? They didn't want his story. They wanted their story. It's an amazing thing. I was contemplating this earlier. Am I so confused? And am I so concentrated on what I want that I miss what he wants? They said, if he's dead now and he's buried and he rises again, it'll be worse off. Why would they even contemplate it if they didn't believe it? They believed it. But what they didn't want, they didn't want his story. They wanted their story. My second question for myself tonight, first of all, but for you as well, do you want what you want, or do you want what he wants? It's an amazing thought. It's an amazing thought in this season where we're dealing with this global epidemic. Lord, I want what I want. I want this done. I want it over with. But God stands at the shore of our lives saying, I make all things new. I make all things abound in my time. God, my prayer tonight is, I would be willing in the waiting to let you have your perfect way. I pray that's your prayer tonight. We love you so much. We appreciate you so much. We're walking together in this thing. We don't have it all figured out. We don't have all the answers, but we know who does. We point you to the cross tonight. We say we're thankful. And we just say tonight, we encourage you tonight, let him have his way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we got somebody special here tonight to sing. I want you to do me a favor and welcome Danny Gokey. No, I'm just kidding. Ron Servone. Come on, give him a hand tonight right from home.
Sing that song the first time maybe 25 years ago. I don't know, but what a blessing that is. And let me tell you, Jesus is coming again. He's not dead in the grave somewhere. He's alive. The Bible says he's seated at the right hand of God. He's forever making intercession for us. We celebrate tonight the sacrifice that he made for each and every one of us. We had a leader meeting today on Zoom, and one of the gentlemen on there said, you know what I like the most about what we're doing now, even though we're limited that we can't be together. He says, when somebody comments that I haven't seen in a while, he said, I can comment back to them and say hi. So I want to just encourage you tonight. Just create a conversation. Write in the comment page there. If you haven't done already, share this on your page. Let other people know. If you haven't gotten your communion ready, we're going to partake in that in just a few moments together. And I believe God is going to do something really incredible. I thank Pastor Ryan, Pastor Aaron for sharing their words tonight, Ron for singing, musicians, Garrett and Ryan for singing tonight. It's just been a beautiful time here together in God's presence. I want to pray, then I want to just share something with you, and then we're going to partake in communion. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for life. I thank you for that more abundantly. I pray that tonight you will move in every life and in every heart and have your way. But you'll do something amazing. Lord, even in this season, all over America, people are celebrating what was good for them. That's why we call it Good Friday. It was Good Friday for us. As we celebrate that, I pray that you will move mountains out of the way. We come against this virus in the name of Jesus. And we speak to it to go and to be done with. I thank you for it tonight. Thank you that you do all things well. We honor you. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Everyone said amen. I want to share with you just for a moment tonight together. And I want to remind you about Easter Sunday. We're going to be sharing here live at 8:30, then again at 10, then again at noon. And invite some of your friends. Let's get together. Let's pack the internet with people coming to church on Easter Sunday. I want to just take a moment, and I want to just share this verse with you. That it's a well-known verse out of Isaiah chapter 53 that Isaiah prophesied nearly 700 years before the death of Christ. And it's in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 4, 5, and 6, where it says, surely he took our pain, and he bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. I want you to realize in that scripture verse that none of the things that you and I deal with have been put on us. The Bible says that God laid him on Jesus, that he put our suffering on him, and Jesus bore it. That he put our transgressions on him, and he was pierced through because of them. The Bible says he was crushed for our iniquities. That's that old nature inside of us that keeps on wanting to do what we do all the time. The Bible says he was crushed for those iniquities. The Bible says the punishment that brought us peace was laid on him. And I felt when I just read that a moment ago that somebody, you're just dealing with this fear in your life, and God wants to bring great peace to you. The Bible says that the punishment that brought us peace was laid on him. The Bible says that he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. God wants to give you peace tonight. He wants to give you peace in the middle of a storm. He wants to give you peace in the middle of COVID-19 and raise you up right in the middle of it. It doesn't mean that we will be free from troubles and problems, but in the middle of them, he gives us that peace. The Bible says that by his stripes, you and I have been healed. I want to encourage you tonight to trust in the power of God to heal your body, to strengthen you, to give you peace, to give you freedom, to free you from shame in your life, to rid you from fear and the things that hold you back and hold you down. The cross is not something that he has done just for us, but the cross is something that he went to on our behalf, That we are the ones that Jesus went to the cross for. And we are the ones that the Bible says that he was crushed for our iniquities. In 2 Corinthians 5:21, the Bible says, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. He who knew no sin at all. The Bible says that God made sin, Jesus, so that you and I could be free from it. Christ was not guilty of anything, but he was treated as though he was guilty. That God, the Bible says, he made him. It was the work of God himself. That God transferred the sin of humanity on his son, Jesus Christ. And when he went to the cross, he endured the pain of the cross for you and I. Oh, the power of the cross. This moment, this night, it's never diluted to me. It always means so much to me. The Bible says in Mark 15:34 that at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? God himself, in 3 hours of Christ hanging on the cross, turned his face because God, in his holiness, could not look upon sin that was on the Son of the living God, that we might become God's righteousness, that you and I might be free, that you and I might know the love of God in Christ Jesus. Our sins were on Jesus, and who he was transferred on us. On the cross, Jesus took our sin for his perfect righteousness so that we could be made in his image and in his likeness. Oh my goodness, you ought to say thank you, God, right there. That never gets old to me. 1 John verse chapter 2 and verse 2 says that he is the propitiation for our sins. That means he paid for your sin and my sins, and not for ours only, but listen to this, the sins of the whole world. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but maybe you're listening for one of the first times and you think, well, I know that God would never love me like that because of my sin. Let me tell you something. He loves you more than you could ever imagine. The Bible says that he paid for your sins, not just mine, but for the sins of the whole entire world. That means you. That means me. And you don't have to run in fear anymore. You don't have to live in shame anymore. You don't have to live in regrets and in pain anymore, because the mistake that you made, the failure that you went through, was not enough, that the blood of Christ could not cover you, because the blood has defeated the enemy. The blood has crushed the head of Satan. The blood took the keys to death, hell, and the grave. The blood that causes demons to tremble, opens blind eyes, cures the leper, is the same blood that Jesus has shed for you and I. And it's not just for a few, but the Bible says it's for the whole world. Jesus shed his blood for each and every one of us. It's the blood, the Bible says, that restored the woman caught in adultery. It's the blood that forgave the very people that crucified him. Remember that night that he was on the cross and he uttered the words, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I sense that maybe even that I'm speaking to someone tonight, that you're in a place in your life and you don't even know how you got there. Have you ever done that before? You ended up in a place, you ended up in a situation, and you're wondering, how in the world did I ever get here? I've been there. You wake up, you turn around, you wonder, how did I end up in this place? And the Bible says that whatever is condemning you today, that if you'll allow the blood of Christ to set you free, the Bible says that he whom the Son sets free, he is free indeed. You don't have to walk around with your head hanging down anymore. You don't have to hide behind some kind of an addiction. You don't have to hide behind some kind of shame. You can trust the Lord because his blood that was shed at Calvary's cross is enough for you and I. He's paid a price for you and I. The Bible says that he has reconciled us. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:19 that God was reconciling the world to himself. Listen to this, not counting people's sin against them. Oh, my goodness. Thank God for that. That he does not count your sin and my sin against us anymore. 2 Corinthians 5:15 says he died for all, that those who live shall no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. You see, there's more than just accepting that he has died for you. It's that he has died that you can live a brand new life. That you don't have to go in the same direction that you have always gone. You don't have to do the same things that you have always done. You don't have to act the same way you've always acted. When you embrace who he is in your life, he transforms you into a new person. That doesn't mean that sometimes you don't get off course. It doesn't mean that sometimes you don't make a mistake, but it means that every time that you do, that his blood is there for you. I want to pray for you tonight. His forgiveness he's made available for you and I is a free gift of God. I want to pray that tonight that you will give your life and your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to pray that tonight that when you do that, and we partake in communion together, and I hope you got it ready. We're going to do it here in just a moment. I believe curses are going to fall off of your life, off of your family, off of your children, your grandchildren. Oh, I'm so grateful to God that I can look at my family, and I thank God that my boys and my daughter-in-laws and my children are all loving and serving the Lord. I am so grateful for that. But I know that's not the way it is in every family and in every life. But it can be. And it starts with you tonight. It starts right with you, Mom. Maybe you've gone through a divorce. Maybe your kids, they're away from you. They don't like you. You wonder if they even know you're alive. If you give your life to Christ, he can start straightening all those crooked paths out. Sir, if you've walked out on your family or you've just made everybody second place to what you thought you wanted, God can restore you too. He can come in. Oh, I've seen him. Listen, this is not my first rodeo. I've seen God restore men, women, young women, older men, older women. He's no respecter of persons. And I'm so grateful for that. You have nothing to lose tonight. When you give your life to Christ, he begins to shape you and mold you. He changes the way you think. He changes your speech. He's not going to come in and say, okay, you got to get rid of the jeans and the sneakers and the raggy, whatever. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about a Lord that starts on your heart, causes you to love again, causes you to beat again, causes you to breathe again. Pray this with me tonight, will you? Then we're going to all partake of communion together. But pray with me first. Each and every one of you, thank you. Say, Lord, thank you for the cross. Thank you for the blood that has been shed for the whole world, me included. Forgive me of every sin, of every wrong thought, negative action, every mistake that I've ever done. I ask you to forgive me of it. Jesus, I ask you to come into my life, be my Savior, and be my Lord. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to get your bread together. I want Pastor Aaron and Pastor Ryan come up and stand next to me when we serve communion tonight. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. This is such a precious and a beautiful night. Just hold the bread. body of the Lord. Lord, we give you praise and we give you thanks, God, tonight. The night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread, broke it, he blessed it, he gave God thanks. He said, "This is my body, which has been broken for you." He said, "Take it, every one of you, and eat. Let's partake the body of the Lord Jesus." Thank you, Lord. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with the stripes of Jesus at the cross of Calvary, we are healed. I'm speaking to somebody tonight that's sick in their body. I pray healing for you tonight. I pray strength. I pray for somebody that is going through just terrible bouts of depression. I declare peace over your life, healing and strength for you. In the same way he took the cup, he said, "This is my blood that will be shed for all. When you drink it, remember what I have done." Let's drink the cup together. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for miracles that you have worked even in these moments together tonight. Continue to have your way in and through our lives, I pray. In Jesus' name. Pastor Ryan.
To Calvary, where Jesus bled and died for me, I see his wounds, his hands and feet, my Savior on that cursed tree. His body bound and drenched in tears, they laid him down in Joseph's tomb. The entrance sealed by heavy stone, Messiah still, and oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Praise his name forevermore. Oh, endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord our God. The third and break of dawn, the Son of Heaven rose again. Oh, trampled death, where is your sting? The angels roar for Christ our King. Oh, oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Praise his name forevermore. For endless days we will sing your praise. Oh, Lord, oh, Lord. Oh, God. in robes of white. The blazing sun shall pierce the night, and I will rise among the saints. My gaze transfixed on Jesus' face. Oh, praise the name of the Lord our God. Oh, praise His name forevermore.
Come on, lift your hand at home.
Endless days I will sing Your praise, O Lord, O Lord our God.
Wow. Wow. Come on. Amazing. He is coming again. He's coming for you and I. Tonight we're so thankful for the cross. I'm so thankful for each and every one of you that have joined us tonight. I pray that you were touched by the hand and the power of God tonight. We're so grateful for you, Patty and I. We love you. We can't wait to get together with you. It's not going to be long. It's not going to be long. Hear me. It will not be long. God's going to move. He's doing some great things, not only in our nation, in the world. Don't doubt in the darkness what God is going to reveal to you in the light. Thank you so much for being a part. Thank each and every one of you for giving. If you want to give, you can go to thecitychurch.com. Go to the give page. Give that way. You can go to our PushPay app. Use that. You can text thecitychurchny to 77977. Or you can send it in the mail, City Church, 210 East Main Street, Batavia, New York, 14020. We love you. We do life together. And I'm telling you, come over here, baby. We're going to give you the biggest hug when we see you that you've ever gotten. Go in His grace. I'll see you Sunday morning, Easter, Resurrection Sunday, 8:30, 10, and noon. I love you.